in Red Mesa, in the Red Rock listening area. They're raising their children there. And anyway, that should be a great event. So that's today at 2 o'clock, if you have an opportunity. Well, that auditorium's got some limited capacity, but if you're involved in that graduation, enjoy that, and it should be a great event. The student speaker who will also address the group is Tylan D., who earned a bachelor's degree in integrated studies and is the Scholar of the Year for USU's master's program. So anyway, pretty good stuff.
I just find it hard to believe that people are already graduating this season. I mean, that seems fast to me, but
yeah.
Speaking of, I mean,
you can't
snow.
Have graduation the day after it snows,
right.
For heaven's sakes.
That's right. That's what I was thinking.
But that's what's going on. Also, a big event this weekend in Moab. It's the annual Moab Car Show. Saturday's the big day, but they've got these rod runs to Green River and Ray's Tavern today. And then on Sunday, they'll go to Red Cliffs Lodge up the Colorado River Corridor. But it's a great event. Man, it's car show. If you're driving through town on Saturday night in Moab, be prepared. It's going to take you a little bit longer than normal.
It'll be like being back in American Graffiti days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We're going to...
Old Americana.
We may honk at people as we pass.
Are you going up there?
I'll be driving through.
Okay.
My wife and I were delegates of the state Republican convention.
Wow.
And heading up, and we'll be involved in that. There's a lot going on. You know, there's two favorite sons who are involved in very prominent races this year. Phil Lyman, representative in the Utah State Legislature from Blanding, is running for governor. And so he'll be going up. There's going to be a lot of excitement about that. He's developed some momentum in his campaign, and it'll be interesting to see how things go. Also, Jason Walton, a Monticello native. He moved in the sixth grade, son of Trudy and George Walton, is running for Senate, try to replace Mitt Romney. And he's got some good momentum, too. So
local guys.
Yeah. There's going to be a couple that I get to press a button and vote for people that I may know. That's kind of
so
cool.
So you have to drive a long way to press a button.
Yeah. And you know, political conventions are fun, and they're raucous, and they're out of control,
mm-hmm.
and they last forever.
I'm trying to
focus on the exciting side of it and not the tedious side, because we drive 300 miles and then sit for a bunch of hours and drive 300 miles home. But excitement of a political convention it's going to be interesting.
Surely in 600 miles, maybe you can find I don't know if they feed you while you're there. So they probably feed you. But
I wouldn't be surprised if there were free hot dogs at someone's booth.
If not, maybe in those 600 miles, you can find a nice restaurant to stop in that you don't normally get to here in Monticello.
You know, if the NHL team can give out free J-Dogs like
That's
they
right.
did at the Salt Palace or at the Delta Center.
Yeah. Surely the Republican
convention. Surely some guy running for some office is going to give me a hot dog. A J-Dog.
That's funny.
Anyway, so it's going to be a busy weekend. It'll be fun. And coming back home through Moab late Saturday night, I'm sure that the car show is going to still be evident there.
Yep, so, for sure.
Anyway, glad that you've joined us here on the morning show on Red Rock 92. We do a podcast of this show every morning, and it's gaining momentum. A lot of people like to listen to a podcast at their leisure rather than having appointment radio at 9 a.m. every morning. So if you want to be a part of that, email us at redrock92info. What is our email address? I've said it so many times, I can't even think of it. Email us at info@redrock92.com, and we can put you on the list and send you a copy of our podcast every morning. Of course, Rhett and I are filling in for David, who is out of the area enjoying a day at the beach, and he'll be back on Monday. But glad that you've joined us on the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's break to commercial, and we'll be back with more news and information.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab. Integrity you can count on.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Rhett Sifford at the board this morning, Bill Boyle the host, as we fill in for David Boyle today. A little Depeche Mode for you. People are people. I'm sad that's not one we play on Red Rock 92 a lot more. But
well, if there's someone who controls the intro music, I think that's Rhett Sifford on the morning
today,
show.
For sure.
We can have Depeche Mode as much as you want. Well, I don't know. We will eventually reach our Depeche Mode fill, but every once in a while it's good stuff.
That was without a doubt our favorite Depeche Mode song when we were kids growing up in Alabama. So people are people. It's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and it's pretty profound too.
It is.
People are people.
That's true.
Between that and Barbra Streisand's people song, we've covered the people.
There you go.
Demographic in the morning.
We are for the people, man.
Man, I'm floundering a little bit this morning, Rhett. I was looking up a statistic. They had new rankings for high schools. U.S. News and World Report came out with the rankings for all the high schools. And the top, it's just a long thing to scroll through. But I will tell you that the top-ranked high school in Utah in the 1A ranks, so the smaller schools in Utah, was Monticello High School.
Wow.
And the top school in the 2A ranks was San Juan High School.
Wow.
Yeah. Grand High School did well too. And
based on educational performance or academic performance?
It's the RPI. You figure
based
out
on
the
votes
RPI.
Or
this
what?
This is academic RPI. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But you know, they take a look at a lot of criteria and figure things out, and we look through it. And of course, the top 10 are, I think about half of them were charter schools. And half of them were traditional standard public schools.
Mm-hmm.
But they took a look at lots of criteria, test scores, of course, and academic offerings and success of students and so forth. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Our two San Juan County schools the top two states, the top two schools of the states in their classification.
So, all right, yeah, congratulations. Yeah,
way to go. U.S. News and World Report, they have made a business out of ranking things, and ranking high schools looks pretty good here. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Last Tuesday, of course, we had a big public hearing in Blanding, the Bears Ears National Monument proposed management plans. There's five alternatives they're looking at. The comment period for that extends through June 11th. So if you want to participate in public comment on something that a lot of people feel strongly about, it's 1.3 million acres. It's incredible the size of this national monument. And there's some pretty interesting concepts that they're considering. Of course, they're trying to get their arms around five different management plans. And so this 1,200-page document can be more than a little bit daunting trying to figure it out. But they're looking at five different options, and there are implications of each of those options. And public comment period closes in June, and it looks like it may be on track to implement a plan by the end of 2024. So anyway, keep that in mind. Bears Ears National Monument Management Plan.
Yep. Yeah, that's a big deal around here for sure. A lot of people interested in that, and I know there's been a lot of, I don't know if angst is the right word, but definitely a lot of passionate opinions about that whole situation.
Yeah, angst and concern and excitement too. You know, it was interesting that several members of the Native American Coalition that's involved in the management of this monument were at this meeting, and it was fun to visit with them. And they've got some, this will be co-managed at a level that has never happened before in a national monument. So that's good. The San Juan School Board addresses payroll issues at their recent school board meeting. They pay once a month in the school district, and that creates some problem, according to several people who are concerned, for new employees. School starts on August 15th. You know, I'm just pulling a number out.
Right,
of that,
that's close.
A date. And their pay period closes August 19th. And so on that first pay period, they're only paid for 3 days of work
at the end of
August. And then they don't get another pay period until the end of September. So you've been working a month and a half, and you've been paid for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's cash flow issues with people that only have a monthly pay period. So the school district has talked about and is working toward the possibility of doing two pay periods. The recommendation of the school administration is that just in the interest of workload and complexity and cost, to keep that monthly pay period. But it'll be interesting to see what they end up doing. It's been a topic that has been discussed quite a bit. And anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what the school board does on that. April 30th, that's coming up on Tuesday, is National Bobo Tea Day.
And, wait, say that again?
I don't know. I'm going to say Bubble Tea Day because they look like bubbles. But this Far Eastern drink that involves all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boba, yeah.
Boba.
They're called boba.
Boba Bubbles.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. It's like drinking giant, what's that, not pistachio. Why can't I think of the word now?
Tapioca.
Tapioca. Yeah, it's like drinking giant tapioca marbles.
And yeah.
So if you don't like tapioca, you probably don't like boba. But
they've got lots of flavors. Anyway, it's the big day is on Tuesday, and it's and they're going to have opportunities at the Thai and sushi restaurant in Monticello.
Cool.
I wake up many mornings and think, I am so excited that there's a great Thai restaurant in Monticello, Utah.
Yeah, it is a blessing for sure.
Yeah, anyway. So that's going on today. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad that you're with us. We are going to break to commercial, and we'll come back with more news and information.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone. everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at DoobieSistersCo.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off, and they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
What's going on?
The first rodeo in the Red Rock and Blue Rodeo Team Saddle Series is this Saturday at the Spanish Trail Arena in Moab, starting at 11 a.m. Both the Junior Rodeo and Open Rodeo feature barrels, poles, flag race, keyhole, and goats. The Open Rodeo follows the Junior Rodeo and also features breakaway roping, calf roping, and team roping. Compete in three of the four rodeos in this series to qualify for a new saddle and lots of other prizes. Call 435-260-9930 for information and to register. Also Saturday, the Moab Rotary Club presents the 32nd annual Moab Car Show. The event also features rod runs on Friday to Green River and Ray's Tavern and Sunday on Scenic Highway 128 to Red Cliffs Lodge. Get info and register online at moabcarshow.org. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Rhett Sifford and Bill Boyle today filling in for David Boyle. We welcome you in on this April 26th. Good morning to everybody. Bill, I know we're semi-doing good, except that I did not load up the number one song, which I was supposed to. I'm negligent there. My apologies.
It's a song that you'll recognize. 1983, 41 years ago today, the number one song was Beat It by Michael Jackson. Have you heard that song before?
I'm not sure. I might need to listen to it just to check and see. But I've definitely heard it.
This Michael Jackson single, along with its music video, helped propel Thriller to becoming the best-selling album of all time. The song, of course, features an incredible guitar solo by Eddie Van Halen. 70 million copies of Thriller sold. That's kind of a popular... 70 million.
Yeah, it's that whole album is obviously impressive. I don't know where it ranks nowadays, if it's still
number one,
the greatest selling album of all time.
Yeah, best selling album of all time.
Here, Better Late Than Never. Oh, sorry. Better Late Than Never, right?
There you go.
That's right.
Beat It by Michael Jackson.
I'd tell you to beat it, but, you know.
No, that's what I need to tell you.
It's true.
On this day in 1607, it's a long time ago, 427 years, 17 years ago, the first permanent English settlers in the New World landed in Chesapeake Bay. They formed the Jamestown Colony. That was on this day in 1607. By comparison, Santa Fe here in our just up over the hill was founded just 3 years later in 1610. I don't think people often it's easy to forget that Santa Fe is just as old as the earliest settlements on the East Coast.
Crazy.
Pretty cool. On this day, April 26, 1865, John Wilkes Booth was killed at a farm in Virginia 12 days after he assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. And on this day in 1986, there was an explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. It's a dark day.
Yep.
All right. You ready for this?
I've been waiting with bated breath.
Well, there's two bated breath entries today. I hope everyone's okay. Grip that steering wheel.
Okay.
Falling on the last Friday in April every year, today is National Hairball Awareness Day.
Ah, our cat Smudgy knows all about that.
Smudgy, huh? I don't know how he got that name, but I hope it didn't involve a hairball.
I think it may have.
The day is aimed to promote awareness of pets' health and happiness. Predominantly a concern for cats, rabbits, and cattle, hairballs are a healthy part of an animal's routine. There's nothing less appetizing than hearing a cat hack up hairball.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I went to this website talking about hairball awareness, and they suggest you do yoga with your cat to relax it so he can pass that hairball.
Wow.
So Hairball Awareness Day. And there's another, it's National No Makeup Day today.
Oh, I'm observing that.
Yeah, it's good to see Rhett's honoring the holiday the best way
he can.
You're
observing that as well.
He looks stunning today, not any makeup
that.
At all. So
I appreciate
congratulations
Thank
for
you very
embracing
much.
The day.
That's right.
What an act of bravery. Birthdays today. William Shakespeare, 460 years old today.
Wow.
Carol Burnett is 91 years old today.
Yeah, I love her stuff.
I'm tugging my ear.
Yep.
To Carol Burnett, she's the best.
Yeah, they just don't make shows like hers anymore. Excellent.
Yep. Melania Trump, 54 years old today. Slovenian American is only the second foreign-born and the first naturalized citizen to hold the title of First Lady.
Wow.
Yeah. So I hope she has a great day today. Birthdays today for Jackie Cook, Cindy Eldridge, Marsha Carden Bluth, Andrea Holden Kalawi, Christopher Smith, Wade Watkins, Steve Freestone, and William Anderson. Weekend birthdays for Samuel Snyder, Terry Funk, Clayton Smith, Amber Fisher, Jenny Smith, Nicole Watkins, and a whole lot more. Hope you have a great birthday today. In fact, or a few more birthdays that I didn't add, and these are birthdays we need to mention. Shelby Seeley has a birthday tomorrow. Kaylee Dalton, also on Saturday. Dee Jackson. Jim Muehlstein has a birthday on Sunday. And Kevin Arthur. So anyway, I hope they all have a wonderful birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, we really like to do it. Give us a call, 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
My buddy Brandon Kuntz's birthday down in Florida today. We were high school buddies. And so we have from April 4th, when I turn whatever I turn to today, I'm a year older than him. And now we're back to the same degree of oldness today.
Same degree of oldness.
That's right.
Well, William Anderson's birthday today is so similar for me. Best friend growing up. And I woke up this morning, and I didn't even have to look it up. I know it's William's birthday.
That's
April
26th. There you go.
Prior segment, we didn't mention, didn't announce the funeral notices that we generally do in the morning. Funeral services for Jack Brewer of Monticello will take place tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Viewing begins at 11 a.m. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invites friends and family to a celebration of his life tomorrow from 4 to 8 at the Old City Park in Moab. He passed away on April 8th. A memorial service for Linda Sue Long will begin at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the LDS Church in Cedar Ridge, Colorado. Long was a longtime resident of Monticello. Graveside services for Jerry Sanchez Evans will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at Cortez Cemetery. She passed away on Wednesday at the age of 96 years old. And funeral services for Garden Nielsen, age 92 of Blanding, are Friday, May 3rd at noon at the Blanding South Chapel. visitation from 10 to 11:30. And finally, Celebration of Life services for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held next Sunday, that's May 5th, at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
All right. Thanks for those, Bill. Our obviously condolences to those families for their losses. And happy birthday to the folks whose birthdays it are today.
If it are your birthday, happy birthday.
You talk about no makeup. William Shakespeare, for 460 years old, is looking great today with no makeup.
William Shatner.
All right, well, we're going to head to the job fair, and then we'll return with some sports, local and regional. Stay with us. It is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist/registration clerk and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality childcare to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 FM. Housed in Monticello, Utah, or technically licensed in Blanding, Utah, we welcome you in today. And Rhett Sifford at the board today, along with Bill Boyle, our host, filling in for David one final day. I assume he'll be back next week. I don't know, we've done an okay job as the relief pitchers.
Yeah, coming off the bench, I don't know, glad for the starter to come back.
That's right. Well, we've got some sports this segment. Not a whole lot from yesterday local wise. They're kind of slow in posting tennis scores. I haven't been able to track much of that down, but I do know that San Juan lost to Gunnison yesterday 4-1. Both Grand County and San Juan played at Gunnison and South Sevier yesterday, but that was the only result I was able to obtain. Of course, we've got a lot going on today, and starting off with San Juan begins the 2A Boys State Soccer Tournament today at Waterford. That's number 20 San Juan against number 13 Waterford, so we wish those boys well. I know that's going to start this afternoon, so hopefully they'll get an upset over Waterford. The winner of that game is going to advance to face number 4 Intermountain Christians, so it only gets harder, obviously, as you go through the state tournament, but San Juan starting the tournament this afternoon. We've got a lot of baseball and softball. Both the Grand County and San Juan softball teams are closing out their regular seasons today. Monticello is going to continue into next week. But for Grand County and San Juan and Monticello today, softball-wise, it's 2A East doubleheaders. Grand County at Gunnison today, Monticello hosting North Sevier, and San Juan hosting Wayne. And again, all those are regional doubleheaders this afternoon in their respective locations. On the baseball diamond today, we've got a showdown between local teams. San Juan is hosting Grand County. That's in a 2A Central showdown region matchup for those two teams. And Dove Creek is at Monticello today. So another matchup between local teams. That one is a non-region matchup, obviously, but always fun between those two teams. A nice battle. And it's always fun when local rivals get together. Teams that we report, of course. On the girls' soccer pitch today, it's Montezuma Cortez at Alamosa, and we've got some track and field action kicking off the weekend today. Also, Dolores, Dove Creek, Monument Valley, Nucla, and Whitehorse are all at Mancos as the Blue Jays host the Blue Jay Invitational today. Got a lot going on tomorrow also to start out the weekend. San Juan softball is playing in the Swing for Life tournament, and that is in Salt Lake City. That, of course, benefits research. All the funds go to research for to benefit as far as breast cancer goes. And San Juan's going to play Taylorsville, Providence Hall, Granger, and Lehigh. That schedule has kind of changed over the past couple weeks, so I'm assuming that's what's happening tomorrow. But so four games for the San Juan softball team tomorrow at the Swing for Life tournament. Montezuma Cortez girls soccer back in action tomorrow versus Pagosa Springs, that is, I should say. And then some track and field also tomorrow. Grand County at the Tiger Trials in Orem. Montezuma Cortez is at the High Altitude Challenge Intermountain League Conference tournament in Alamosa. And then San Juan will be at the Delta Invitational. So obviously the weekends are when local sports ramp up, so we got a lot going on today and tomorrow. As far as regional sports, I know we've got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and Major League Baseball to look at. What do you have as far as NBA goes?
Oh, last night the Nuggets defeated the Lakers 112-105. They're up 3-0. The Nuggets have beat the Lakers 11 games in a row.
Wow.
They have the Lakers number.
And the Lakers are the higher seed in that round.
No, that's Nuggets not. Defending NBA champion. The Lakers had to win a play-in game in order to make the playoffs. But, you know, Lakers can be a great team. Got two Hall of Famers on that squad. But I don't know. Things have changed a little bit, and really recently, too. Tonight, our other local team that's still in the playoffs, the Phoenix Suns, plays the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're down 2-0. That game is going to be held at the Footprint Center in Phoenix, and the Suns want to fight back into that matchup, but they're having a tough time too. Boy, if you'd have told me a couple of years ago when Kevin Durant signed with the Suns, I thought the Suns and the Nuggets would be the two top teams in the West, and but the Suns just haven't quite congealed like they would want to. And then you have the other teams arise. Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. These are great teams, and yeah, you wouldn't have known it 2-3 years ago that they were going to be as dominant as they've become.
Yeah.
So anyway, a lot of NBA action. There are 8 series going on right now, so if you want to watch basketball, there's plenty of basketball.
Yeah, and it's the same for the NHL. It's these early, obviously early round matchups. You have basketball and hockey every day, multiple games. And as the postseasons go along, that dwindles, of course, down to the final two teams. But as far as regional teams for us, the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Winnipeg Jets tonight. That series is tied 1-1, and that'll start at 8 p.m. Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies winning a game yesterday against San Diego. I should have some crowd noise to play, but I don't. 10-9 in that one was the final, and they're off today, Colorado is. Arizona was off yesterday, but the Diamondbacks back in action at Seattle this evening, and that first pitch is set for 7:40. Like you said, they have the national anthems and have weird times for their first pitches, but they'll probably throw that first pitch at 7:43. I don't know how prompt they are, but
oh, they're all over it.
When they make the time 7:40, they better be throwing the first pitch at 7:40.
Well, you know, they've got to coordinate television coverage and commercials, right, and you know, the national anthem and the first pitch, and it's quite a production.
I tell you, TV obviously runs the whole thing, advertising, but I remember being at an NFL game. I don't know if you've ever been at an NFL game. I was doing a fundraiser. I played for the Ball State roller hockey team, and one of our fundraisers was to come and work an Indianapolis Colts game. We basically helped people find their seats, and then once they found their seats, we kind of got to stand around and watch the game.
Yeah.
Speaking of standing around, if you've ever been to an NFL game, I've never seen more standing around than at an NFL game. They stand with their helmets off in their hands for at least half the game or more,
sure,
while the commercials are going on and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, but then same thing with the NHL. A red light will come on over there, and then the players go to the benches, and
everything,
it's a free
stops.
Timeout. It's a TV timeout. So, yeah.
My dad was a longtime official. Football official in every sport, but he became so intrigued by the official running the game at college. When we'd go to college games,
that's what he'd be
that
watching.
That official on the sideline with the red flag that was running the commercials, he was in charge.
Dad, did you see that game? I was watching the refs.
I was intrigued by that ref. But anyway.
Oh, man. I guess that's it for us today. I don't know if that'll end the week, I guess, as we get set for a good weekend.
Yeah, we survived another week. David's been out of the office. He called in remotely for several days, and Rhett and I have picked up the pieces yesterday and today. But so glad that you've joined us on the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92. We come to you every weekday morning, 9 a.m., with local news, weather, sports, talk, interviews, all sorts of stuff.
Pick up the pieces. That's the Average White Band.
Oh,
also a song
good.
That should receive more airplay.
Yeah, I we're on the cusp of Rhett hearing lots of
I'm gonna
music.
Start
boy that's
DJing
that's,
in here
that's a sign you're getting old, Rhett. When
for sure
when your music that's really really cool shows up on classic hit.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, well, hope you have a good weekend, Bill, and all the listeners as well. We're going to sign off with America the Beautiful. This will be the Lee Greenwood version. This is interesting. I got a chance to see Lee Greenwood perform when I was in basic training in the Army in the mid-90s down at Fort McClellan, Alabama, which has since been closed, but got to see Lee Greenwood. Very patriotic concert, of course, and it was cool. We're going to hear Lee Greenwood sing America the Beautiful. This is sponsored by Flooring America, Moab's locally owned and operated source for flooring. Stop in and see those guys during the car show this weekend. Here's Lee Greenwood with America the Beautiful. Have a great weekend. All the listeners out there, we'll see you back here on the Red Rock Morning Show on Monday.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky. For amber waves of grace, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. Oh, thee, oh, and crown thy
country loved and mercy.